This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A Taliban government spokesman says the death toll from strong earthquakes that shook western Afghanistan jumped to more than 2,000, one of the deadliest earthquakes to strike the country in two decades. The United States Geological Survey reported that the initial quake on Saturday had a magnitude of 6.3, which was followed by three strong aftershocks. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has declared war on Hamas militants after hundreds of Israelis were killed in attacks followed by scores of Palestinians after Israel launched a counteroffensive.
The coordinated Hamas attack by land, sea, and air came as a complete surprise to Israeli intelligence. The most intense fighting was in southern Israel near the border with Gaza. Hamas infiltrators took dozens of Israelis, including women and children, hostage. Many were at an outdoor party in a forest a few miles from Gaza. Israel launched airstrikes on Gaza, leveling several buildings in Gaza City. Palestinian health officials said at least 200 Palestinians were killed and more than 1,600 wounded in the airstrikes. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. President Joe Biden denounced the militant attacks and warned no enemy of Israel should exploit the attacks.
I personally am going to remain in close contact with Prime Minister Netanyahu as this situation continues to develop. And let there be no mistake, the United States stands with the state of Israel. Just as we have from the moment the United States became the first nation to recognize Israel 11 minutes after its founding 75 years ago.
U.S. President Joe Biden. Migration and Interior ministers from the Med-5, Cyprus, Greece, Italy, Malta, and Spain, who met in Greece Friday and Saturday, hailed the new EU pact on migration and asylum and asked for $2 billion from the European Union to deal with the issue and look at hard line of returning illegally crossing migrants. This is VOA News. Reports the United States has resumed building sections of the border wall, a high priority for former U.S. President Donald Trump, prompted the annual U.S.-Mexico security talks held this week in Mexico City to alter its agenda. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias has more.
Thursday marked the first time that migration was part of the agenda of the recurring bilateral event. But it was the confusion surrounding the Biden administration's stance and recent actions regarding the expansion of the border wall that grabbed the news headlines. U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas denied there is a change in policy.
The construction project reported today was appropriated, funded during the prior administration in 2019, and the law requires the government to use these funds for this purpose.
Earlier in the day, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador strongly decried the move. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and a bipartisan congressional delegation arrived in the Chinese business center of China Saturday, their first stop on an Asian tour designed to advance U.S. economic and national security interest. Report by VOA's Jeff Custer.
Schumer and his delegation met Saturday with Shanghai Communist Party chief Chen Xiying, who said he was happy to meet with the delegation and send positive signals to the world that China and the U.S. can hold dialogues and cooperate. Schumer agreed and told the party boss U.S. businesses want a more level playing field with China.
We believe we need reciprocity, allowing American companies to compete as freely in China as Chinese companies are able to compete here.
U.S. officials said the group also hopes to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping on their visit. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
New clashes have broken out in northern Mali between military soldiers and separatist rebels. Both sides claimed late Friday to control the town of Anefis, which is located south of another town of Kidal. The rebels, who want to establish an independent state, claim to have shot down an aircraft and half a dozen drones belonging to Russian private military contractor Wagner. But the military claimed to have enacted heavy losses during the fighting. The armed groups had signed a 2015 peace agreement that allowed them to be integrated into the national military. But a letter signed by Mali's chief of staff is now raising concerns that some of those men have deserted and joined the ranks of terrorists. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.